The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Yes, welcome to World Beat Canada, keeping time with the beat of the world. Well, that's what I came up with. If you're building an identity, you simply have to have a slogan. Nobody knows that better than the tourism industry around the world. By the way, if you've been here for a few years, you may have noticed that British Columbia is no longer the best place on earth. It turns out that was just advertising for the 2010 Winter Games. Besides, you can't go calling yourself the best place on earth for very long without some other place getting its nose out of joint. Supernatural British Columbia is a good one, which still gets used, just not to tag your vehicle with. So, what slogans do other places around the planet use to entice visitors to try them on for size? There's an amazing variety, from the real head scratchers to the unbelievably hip. There are stark contrasts. Take, for example, El Salvador, which calls its diminutive self the 45-minute country. It hardly seems worth going if you've been there, done that in 45 minutes. Latvia, on the other hand, demands a little more of your time with the slogan, best enjoyed slowly. I'm guessing maybe the service isn't the greatest. Some cut right to the chase, like Armenia. Visit Armenia. It is beautiful. Sadly, not much different from Syria, which boasts always beautiful. Greece nails it as the all-time classic, while Belarus seems unclear on the concept of tempting people to your country with this zinger, Belarus, hospitality beyond borders? Alliteration is very popular, from inspired by Iceland to epic Estonia to live, love, Lebanon. Some seem inappropriate considering the current management, like it's more fun in the Philippines. But I gotta say, my favorite country's tourism slogan comes from the land of my heritage, Netherlands, the original cool. Runners up would have to be Argentina, beats to your rhythm, and Jamaica, get all right. Check out the slogan map at familybreakfinder.co.uk, and as they say at the Uganda Board of Tourism, you're welcome. My name's Cal Coat. This is brand new music from Cameroonian bassist extraordinaire Richard Bona. His new album with Mandekin Cubano is called Heritage. Check out Joko Joko, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada.
Ale, un solo golpe na man.
Anyango munatanda senge matoi una bongo mundenge obiba bonanla manyaka malambo mobulu ke lambila pane satan pe wenge e bibulu kumana ina kuman do pas
shika na choko choko kosa na choko choko shika na choko choko
life began to change. smaller place, an overcrowded stage. Ambition is the overkill, but I am not its slave. So I take a way to take a breath and fit how I behave as I let go of the expectations. I start to feel everything go dark. A newfound sense find its activation blazing wildfire from my heart. Just a grow and the bliss just a show and a humble me more and more. The more that I learn, show the little that I know, and it humble me more and more. The truth set me free and encourages me as it humble me more and more.
Humble me
more and more.
Exciting new voice on the conscious reggae scene from Jamaica. That is Janine Cunningham, her stage name, Ja Nine, from her second album called Nine. That was Humble Me. Here's Los Furios from right here in Vancouver and Tsunami.
in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
If you like the Marimba's vibes or the Vibes Marimba, at the Backstage Lounge December 9th on Granville Island, you have to check out Kutapira and Zimba Moto, two great Marimba bands who will rock you with high-energy music based on traditional and contemporary Zimbabwean style. December 9th at the K. Meek Center, Tales of a Charlie Brown Christmas featuring jazz legend Jerry Granelli, an original and only surviving member of the Vince Guaraldi Trio who composed the original Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. December 17th, DJ Mark Fournier from Electropical Sound System ends 2016 in a tropical style. Cover is only $10, but if you can bring a non-perishable item for donation to the food bank, that would be absolutely awesome, and enjoy the island vibes. December 22nd and 23rd at Frankie's Jazz Club on Beattie Downtown, the B3 Kings were formed in 2002 for a Christmas concert at the Cellar Restaurant in Vancouver. The show is such a huge success that the concert has become an annual event. In 2004, the B3 Kings went into the studio to record their first Christmas album. The album has received rave reviews around the world. JazzReview.com called it one of the greatest Christmas recordings ever. You can catch them at Frankie's Jazz Club on Beattie Downtown, December 22nd and 23rd. And don't forget to text us at number 983983, code word FEVER, to join us in the acoustic excellence of the Chan Center on April 5th for Tanarwin and Dengue Fever, a great double bill. You can't win tickets if you don't text us. Delhi to Dublin says we're all Desi, representing the hood. East Van is next on this episode of World Beat Canada. You know where we get our start? Right here in East Van. At Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver, that's CIRH Radio, 98.3 FM. My name is Cal Coat.
It's a fire, baby. People so bold, planes running high on them. Maybe Eastside love trips them out. Got my pill, but I still want you, know. To eat, to love, sit and watch girls get the dirty on.
I bust the East Van to Harley. I bust the East Van.
Hello, this is Balkan Beatbox,
and you're listening to the Beat of the World on World Beat Canada Radio.
From their fifth album, Shout It Out, that is Balkan Beatbox from Israel and New York and points in between, along with a band of three Israeli sisters called Ewa. That was Kum Kum from World Beat Canada. This is your Touch of the Familiar, and we introduced you to an album last week, which is by Tikkun Ja Fakoly, an Ivorian reggae legend who has taken upon himself to cover some of the classic conscious reggae artists like Peter Tosh and Buju Banton and Burning Spear, and of course, the man himself, Bob Marley. From that disc, which is called Racines, here is Tikkun Ja Fakoly putting an African spin on Get Up, Stand Up, Your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada.
You have to defend your rights, y'all.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Even when I tell you,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Each and every time.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
up and unite.
Get up, stand up,
and don't give up the fight. Like I would tell you, ain't no fuss and ain't no fight.
Get up, stand up.
Come on and go, baby.
Most people think great God will come from the sky.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Take away everything and make everybody feel high.
Them just imagine
but
that.
But if you know what life is for, you will look for yours or not.
And now you see the light.
Just another way to overthrow the black people works, as I was saying. They don't understand. Yes, we got to change the plan, unite and stand up for we right.
Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
You know, hear me?
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
That's what I got to say.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Some fight for land and some fight for oil. Black man, you just got to understand the plan. Stand up and unite, yeah. But don't give up the fight. When we tell you, say you begin.
Get up, stand up.
Tell them, yes, I do begin.
Stand up for your right.
We'll be right back.
From Wellington, New Zealand, and the album Dust and Dirt, that is The Black Seeds with Loose Cartilage. And before that, your Touch of the Familiar with U-Roy helping out Tikkun Jah Fakoly on an Afro-spiced version of Get Up, Stand Up. Hey, we've got a special guest, and he's next. David Hilliard, the sax man for the Slackers, who are celebrating 25 years of New York City style ska, rock steady, and garage, or as they like to call it, Jamaican rock and roll. They're celebrating their silver anniversary with a new album, which is self-titled. And Dave Hilliard is straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. Don't go anywhere. My name is Cal Coote. I was watching a PBS documentary called Soundbreaking the other night, which looked back at the dawn of MTV. That was 35 years ago. New York's retro rock steady ska stalwarts, the Slackers, are celebrating 25 years. The big difference, of course, is MTV doesn't play music anymore. The Slackers are celebrating their silver anniversary by touring into the winter with their new self-titled album. Dave Hilliard rejoins the program. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well.
The last time we spoke was during the release of the great rock steady Swindle, and I'm still playing Tool Shed because you know I kind of like it. It can be tough to keep a roof over your head these days. The Slackers are a real DIY band with what, we got 13 albums under your belts now?
Yeah, I think so.
How's life treating you guys?
Good. Just got back from Europe, so we were there for a month.
Well received?
We had an amazing show in London. It was probably one of the best shows we ever played, actually. One of those nights where it was a sold-out show, and the audience knew every word, every note we played, and it was amazing. It was just amazing.
So, you know, after this amount of time, are you guys, you're making a living at this, I guess?
This is what I do.
I mentioned MTV. When I produced a music video show in Vancouver, we played a track from the Slackers album, The Question. It was shot in black and white in a graveyard. What song was that?
Have the Time.
And where was it shot?
New Orleans.
Oh, that's why. It has a real cool, eerie vibe to it. Are videos still an important vehicle for getting your music out there?
Well, they should be, but we've been a bit remiss about keeping up with it. Nowadays, we have lots of live footage, YouTube, you can go live on Facebook, right, stuff like that.
Yeah. Congratulations on the new album, by the way. Along with what Vic, your singer, has coined as your Jamaican rock and roll sound, I'm kind of hearing a Beatlesque thing in some of the songs, like Big Harmony, sort of a popular melody in songs like Pockets of a Rich Man. The artwork has that Summer of Love kind of feel to it as well. Is this a Slackers makeover?
I guess it's re-putting together the elements of the band. The Jamaican elements, the reggae, ska, and the rock and roll, Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Every song is a bit unique on the album, you know? It's all putting it together in different ways. You know, like even Pockets of a Rich Man has a very subdued Jamaican keyboard part that's buried in the mix and you wouldn't notice it unless you would really listen for it. But it's part of the vibe.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Dave Hilliard, the sax man for the Slackers. You can sign up and stay connected with the band at theslackers.com. There's a couple of dubby mixes on the new album, too, Dave. Is there a particular style of song that lends itself to the dub treatment, or can pretty much anything be done in a dub style-y?
Well, the reggae tunes are obviously easier. But you can add dub touches to pretty much anything, you know? You just put your mind to it. Music is made to be mixed. Genres are made to be mixed up and stuff.
Are your side projects, like the Rocksteady 7, still chugging along?
Oh, yeah, man. I like to think we're gliding, not trudging. But, yeah.
Cool.
Anything else I should know about?
Let's see. 25th anniversary of the Slackers. New album. Next year, we're going to be re-releasing Red Light, which came out in 97, which was our first album that got, like, international distribution. And I guess, you know, we'll just be recharging the batteries and thinking about what we're going to do next album wise. It's a strange time to put out albums.
Yeah.
So, you know, the vinyl goes great.
Right, of course.
But, you know, what does 20,000 plays on Spotify mean? I have no idea.
No. Well, Dave, our greetings to the rest of the band, and thanks for your time. We started last week's show with the debut of Go, Go, Go from the new album, and I'd like to cap this chat with another debut from the album. What can you tell me about I Want to Be Your Girl? There has to be a story there.
Yeah, it's definitely a hybrid of sort of a garage rock version of the Specials. I think it's very stream of conscious now. Double entendres. That's all I can tell you.
Time. despacito, te pido, déjamelo. Voy despacito, decime mi amorcito, ¿cómo llego? Explícamelo.
Sounds like Captain Beefheart meets Manu Chao on the Argentine Rio del Plata. That is Gabby Kerpel from Argentina and Explicimelo. And my thanks to David Hilliard and the Slackers for that interview, for 25 years of great music, and for that risque little number called I Want to Be Your Girl. Whatever floats your boat. And Turbo Street Funk bring us A Lonely Boy. That's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat.
Well, I'm so
rocking tubas and trumpets and trombones and a guitar. Turbo Street Funk from Toronto and Lonely Boy. This is Kirsch Calais from the album Up. It's a little bit of play featuring Sa Ding Ding on vocals. You're checking out our sister program with the effervescent Patricia Fraser. It's called Kilt in a Twist. Both programs available to you at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, calcopyrite.com, which is our blog, and at iTunes as a free subscription. After the craziness of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I think we're due for a buy nothing day. The Go team delivers on the way out, but our last word goes to John Milton, who said, "Gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world."
One, two, three, four.
Nothing can save you. Nothing will tomorrow. No one took a sister, 'cause the world was out of bounds.
generations.